Hey, mompreneur, are you feeling overwhelmed by content creation? I totally get it. You have a million other things to do, and somehow your kids always know the best time to interrupt you is right when you start doing work. And by best time, I mean worst time. That's why I made the 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar. It tells you exactly what to post so you can ditch the scramble and get back to what matters most, your little womb gremlins and your business. More time for you, more engagement for your business. Get your free 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar today at sociallyyours.biz/content calendar. Welcome to the Mompreneur Mastery Podcast, where we share actionable Instagram strategies that fit into a busy mom schedule so that you can get more engagement, more leads, and more sales in less time so you can spend more quality time with your family. I'm Sydney O'Brien, an Instagram strategist who started my business with 3 kids under 5 and found a way to do it without sacrificing quality time with my family and only working 2 to 3 hours a day. I love helping other mom business owners find that seemingly impossible mom work-life balance instead of spending too much time creating content that isn't getting them the results they want. If you're an overwhelmed but very ambitious business owner and you want to strategize the heck out of your Instagram account so that you can save time and make more sales, you're in the right place. All right, so the last episode I talked about how I get work done with my 3 young kids at home with me all the time. And going off of that, I now want to share the best time-saving tools I've found that you can use for yourself in your life and your business, because mom business owners seem to always be struggling to keep up with the demands of running a business and being a parent. So let's see if we can make that a little easier. Here are the tools that I use pretty much daily to help me run my business as efficiently as possible to save as much time on it as possible. So the first is Canva. You've probably heard of it. It's so intuitive for making graphics or videos or photos, anything to do with Instagram content or, I mean, a million other things you could use it for. We even use it for homeschooling. I really like it because you don't have to have design experience to be able to use it. There's a ton of templates you can adjust to meet your own needs. And pro tip for Canva as a mompreneur, create templates that you can use over and over and over again to save time. You don't have to make fancy new graphics for every single post. Make a template and then just update the words in it. It's that simple. And not only are you saving time with this, you're also strengthening your brand recognition online, which, you know, subconsciously makes your audience trust you more because they'll see that template, those colors, recognize that it's your post and they'll stop to read it. The next one I use is Metricool, which is a social media planning, scheduling, and analyzing tool that allows you to schedule your posts in advance. Metricool is my favorite because, one, it's free if you're just using it for one brand, and it integrates with Canva, so you don't have to save your design and then re-upload it somewhere else to schedule it. You can create the design in Canva, click share, and then send it right to Metricool with the design. And it'll copy and paste a caption or hashtags that you've put in there as well, which also just saves a ton of time and steps and storage on whatever device you're using to create your content. And like I said, there's a free version, but there's a paid version. It comes with a more robust like analytics report, including hashtag analysis, and you also get their own version of Linktree, which also comes with analysis, so you can see who's clicking on what link the most, which is very beneficial. I cannot recommend Metricool enough. It's one of the most comprehensive and also cost-effective paid scheduling services that I've found. Another tool I like is definitely the least flashy on this list, but it's probably one of my favorites because I often get sucked into a task or will get sucked into scrolling on Instagram when I'm trying to, you know, get inspiration or do like audio research or something. And so I will use a timer called Focus Keeper. It's a Pomodoro timer that keeps me on task. I can set it for 15 or 20 minutes, which is enough time to get some work done, but not long enough for my kids to burn the house down while I'm working. I like that it makes a ticking noise as it goes, which I kind of thought it would be annoying, but it actually is really beneficial because it serves as a reminder to me, like in the back of my head, a reminder of why the timer is going in the first place, so I can stay on task. There's an app for it. You can use it on your laptop, your iPad, your phone, whatever. Now, another tool, Zapier. Automation is my absolute favorite. I get to take menial tasks off my plate, and that is my dream. So obviously, I love Zapier for its automation and system integrations. You can get 5 Zaps, which are what they call like one automation, for free, or you can get a paid version for more. When you sign up, you can tell Zapier what tools or systems you use, and it'll recommend some common Zaps that other business owners use that will make your life easier and save you time by outsourcing those menial tasks that you hate to do. I have some set up to transfer over information like email addresses or any kind of contact information. I have it through like my website to my email CRM. I even have it set up to send me text messages when I get sales for certain things, just because I like getting those text messages. It's fun. Like, why not? Another underrated tool I use is Grammarly. It obviously checks your grammar. It's kind of self-explanatory in the name. But I find that it's super easy for me to get in a rush and try to do all the things at once as quickly as possible. And with that comes typos and grammar mistakes. So I downloaded Grammarly, which is free, as an extension to my browser, so it automatically does it as I type. But you can also just go to grammarly.com and copy in any email or blog or caption or whatever you're writing, and it'll check it for you and make sure it is legit. I like having the extension on my browser because it just takes that copy and paste step out, which is very handy. And then as I'm typing things in Canva for content or captions, or if I'm in my email CRM writing emails, it does it right as I type and just saves me a ton of time and a ton of embarrassment. So that is a plus. Another tool that I use daily and just keeps me on track of all the things all the time is Trello. If you are not familiar, I would definitely look into it. If you go back to my very first episode, I have a link of a content planner that I use in Trello. You can make a copy of it and use it for yourself if you'd like. But even aside from just planning content, I use it for project management. I use it for business planning. I use it for keeping track of my offers and general marketing things, marketing research, as calendars and to-do lists and all the things that I need for the more admin side of business that I absolutely hate. Trello just makes it a lot easier for me to stay on top of it. Because I am the type of person where if I don't write something down, I will 110% forget it. So anytime I think of a random post idea for myself or a client or a random offer idea, I can go right to the right Trello board and put it in there. I literally have a list titled random ideas and I'll throw it in there, and it's very helpful. It takes a little while to get used to because it is such a blank canvas. And it can feel a little overwhelming to start using. I honestly just went to YouTube and searched Trello content planning and got some ideas of how other people use it and adjusted it to fit my own needs and how my brain works and set it up in a way that works best for me. And I did that for a ton of different things. I use it for planning out homeschool lessons. I save activities that I see online that I want to do with the kids in there. I use it for meal planning and making grocery lists, all the things. It's super helpful. If you want to use it and want to see how I have it set up, just send me a message on Instagram and I can send you screenshots or like a quick video recording to give you an idea. Because I know when I first downloaded it, I was a little overwhelmed with all the options. I didn't know where to start until I saw what other people had done with it. But this is also a free one that I just would not be able to function without. Another tool that saves me a ton of time, it's a membership that gives me tons and tons of templates to use for my email newsletters. I can go in and search and find one that applies to whatever the goal is for my weekly newsletter and adjust it to fit my needs for my business. And it allows me to write my newsletter in maybe 10 minutes at most. It's super helpful. It increases my open rates and my click rates. And there's also a ton of trainings inside the membership I've just found it immensely valuable, especially for such a low cost. This one isn't free, but it is only $9 a month. So very low cost, very high value. Definitely recommend for what you get out of it. Not only the time saving aspect, but also increasing those email conversions and all the training that comes with it is just incredibly helpful. Okay, and this one isn't specifically business related, but if you are the primary caregiver and you are responsible for the meal planning and grocery shopping, I cannot recommend a service like Instacart enough. I got it through, I think it was actually through our Costco membership, and it was a little bit cheaper, but it applies to so many stores and it saves me so much time because honestly, I would rather mop the bathroom floor by licking it than bring all of my children into a grocery store to do our weekly grocery shopping with me. It is complete chaos. Everyone gets overstimulated. It is just a horrible, horrible time. And when I'm able to just completely skip that, it saves me the driving time. It saves me the time in the store. It saves me from impulse buying. I can hang out with my kids, take them to the playground, or even just replace it with money-making activities for my business so that it's even more of a warranted expense. Because if I look at how much I pay myself per hour when it comes to my business compared to how many hours of grocery shopping that this membership has saved me, and I think it was like $60 or $70 for a year, it is hands down worth it if it's available in your area. And the last time-saving tool is actually my new freebie that you can grab in the show notes. It is definitely a time saver and can be a sales booster. It's a guide that I'm calling 5 Ways to Repurpose Your Top Post. The great thing about this is that you can find however many great posts you've shared. Maybe it got you follows or lots of engagement or lots of sales, and you can use this guide to repurpose it into at least 5 or more new posts that will replicate those results over and over again using the framework I've created and I'm sharing with you in this new free guide. Download it at the link in my bio. So just to recap all of the tools that I use as a mompreneur to save me as much time as possible so I can be as productive as possible in business and in life, it was Canva, specifically using templates for my posts, Metricool for the insights and easy scheduling integration with Canva, Focus Keeper for timers, Zapier for automation and system integrations, Grammarly for grammar mistakes and spelling errors, Trello for just general project and life management, the email marketing membership I mentioned from Liz Wilcox, Instacart for groceries, because who actually likes going to a grocery store? I'm betting no one. And then the last one was my new freebie, 5 Ways to Repurpose Your Top Post. And again, I'll have links for all of these in the show notes if you're interested. And I would love to know, which one of these do you think is going to be most helpful? Find me on Instagram at socially.yours.strategist and send me a DM and let me know which one you're most excited to try. Thank you so much for listening. If this content was helpful for you, if you found it valuable, I would love it if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts so that other mom business owners can find this episode and get the same tips and strategies to support their business and their families. If you have questions or just want to connect, you can find me over on Instagram. My handle is at socially.yours.strategist.
Is summer calling, but your content calendar is keeping you stuck inside? I hear you. I would much rather be poolside with my kids and not glued to my phone, wondering what to post to actually get me likes, comments, and sales. I have just the thing to help you with that. I've created something called a content maximizer system. It is a step-by-step framework that helps you analyze your content, identify posts to maximize, and it shows you how to turn each of those posts into at least 20 new posts that get you likes, comments, and sales. Double down on your efforts, not your time. Get the Content Maximizer system and reclaim your summer. Visit my website, socialyours.biz/content-maximizer, or visit the link in the show notes for more details.